Welcome to the By For and About Women radio show, the most powerful internet radio show dedicated to helping women. I'm your host, Edie Galley, and we are discussing topics, sharing stories, and providing resources and strategies designed to help you overcome challenges and achieve what you truly desire for your life.
Our topic today is prosperity consciousness, how to get it and use it to increase your prosperity, and our guest is Marilyn Janay. Marilyn is a prosperity coach, teacher, and mentor. She's a free spirit entrepreneur. She's been the owner of a renowned special event location and production company for over 20 years. Her company has been acclaimed by major media, including local and national television and radio, and feature articles in major newspapers, magazines, and trade publications. Marilyn herself has written authoritative and informative articles over the years for the Los Angeles Business Journal and other notable publications. Marilyn is also a lifelong student of metaphysics and mental and spiritual laws pertaining to the creative powers of the mind, and has written and published articles on the subject relating to personal and business success, which have appeared in business publications. For 30 years now, she has studied these laws of the universe to manifest what we want. So along with her accomplishments in the business world, she's now on the path of teaching others how to apply these laws. Marilyn founded the Feel Free to Prosper program to mentor and teach others to become aligned with spiritual law and accept their right to prosper. Her students are from around the globe and from all walks of life. Hi, Marilyn. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Edie. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, thanks for being here. Now, obviously, you know, I think you've been incredibly successful at business. You have a great background. Tell us a little about your background and how you got involved with prosperity consciousness.
Edie, I didn't start out with a prosperity consciousness. In fact, I was driven to search and study and find the answers to overcome my own lack consciousness. I was determined to change my circumstances. I had a 30-year journey studying the subconscious mind and the mental laws relating to manifestation, and very early I came to realize that there was another dimension to this work, and that's the spiritual component. The spiritual, the mental, the physical realm, the realms cannot be separated. They're all interrelated. I then applied my knowledge to accomplish it in the business world and in my own business of 20 years. This has been over 20 years, and now I have never looked for a client, and my clients are the largest corporations in the world. With my first major breakthrough, within 6 weeks of starting my business, I was on the cover of the Los Angeles Times, syndicated around the world, and on numerous television shows, and people would call, and they wanted to know who my publicist was, and they didn't believe me when I said I did it with my mind. And I've been doing that for over 20 years. Now, was it always smooth? No, it wasn't. Our industry was impacted several times by worldly events, and when I stopped kicking and screaming at the universe and again went back to applying the principles, everything turned around. And now I'm very grateful for those experiences, for they taught me what worked and what didn't work. And although I didn't know it back then, those experiences prepared me to be the teacher of these laws and to help others. Now, right now, I've phased out of my corporate business in order to devote myself to teaching. However, just as I started teaching, I attracted one of the largest clients of my career through a completely unexpected fluke phone call, not even from a business source. Campbell Soup just spent $450 million this past year for promotions for children, and I have been involved with all the major ones. And in fact, I just booked two more this week, and now their Canadian counterpart wants to repeat everything that the U.S. did for their market. And this is just my hobby now.
Wow, so it kind of flipped from what was your business is now your hobby and vice versa.
I call them my hobby. See, that's what a prosperity consciousness is.
Oh, and that's
and
great.
And I'm going to teach you a little bit more today about how we learn to attract. Instead of striving and struggling to go get, we learn how to receive and attract into our lives.
Well, I know your work and your lessons are based on ageless wisdom that has been proven again and again. Obviously, you yourself have proven it, and many, many others over the years have proven it. But it seems lately, you know, I keep hearing a lot about, oh, how to become a millionaire, you know, how to develop a millionaire mind, et cetera. It's like the latest get-rich-quick scheme. And I know your work has nothing to do with this. Can you explain to us what prosperity consciousness is?
Well, actually, your words gave me a very good idea. A prosperity consciousness is not about getting rich quick. It's about aligning yourself with universal laws, which are natural laws, so that you can start prospering quickly. And in fact, it can happen so quickly that it can astound you. So we might say it's about getting rich thoughts quickly, so that you can grow your consciousness. And the physical manifestation will follow in relation to your speed of growth. Does that make sense?
these are actually laws we're using, whether we're aware of it or not, correct?
These are laws that we're all using. Now, what are these laws? We know that there are laws of physics, laws of chemistry, and so on. But most people are not aware of the mental and spiritual laws that govern our existence. Or they may know something about them, but they don't know how to relate to them or how to use them. Now, we learn to use these laws to establish our connection with the creative power of the universe. And however you conceive it, you can think of this as God, higher power, infinite intelligence, universal mind, the quantum field. This universal source is awaiting our recognition and will create, attract, guide us to inspired action, magnetize, mold itself to whatever form we desire if we connect with it through using these laws. Now, you don't need to have an intellectual understanding of any of this. The only thing that's important is that you learn how the system works and you use it. I recall that someone once asked Ben Franklin what electricity was, and his famous answer, "Madam, it just is. Use it."
And we all know how to use it, right?
So in my program, I say, just do the homework and you'll get results. One of my great teachers, Dr. Joseph Murphy, is just saying his gruff voice, do the homework, you'll get the results.
Now, I was amazed because when we set up this interview, obviously I spent a lot of time at your website, which is feelfreetoprosper.com, and I spent a lot of time out there, and I was really amazed at some of the results that your previous students have posted on your website. Now, can you give us an example of how you've seen the results of the principles you teach work?
Well, for the sake of time, I'd like to give your listeners a little better idea of how the laws work, and then refer them, have them follow the link and refer them to the testimonial section of the website where they'll see really amazing results from people from all over. And I've had that steady stream of results and testimonials come in ever since I began the program, and that's the fuel that keeps me going and convinces me that I'm meant to do this. But I'd like to say that successful people are using these laws, as you mentioned, but they may not realize it. We're all using these laws. Most people are using them inadvertently to attract what they don't want instead of what they do want.
Right.
Which I think is what a lot of us are doing, right.
So how do we align ourselves with these laws? We connect with this power, this creative force of the universe, by going within through the channel of our subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind does not like to change, and it will create resistance. I believe that many of the programs offered today don't create results because they don't address the resistance of the subconscious, and I'm told that I provide the missing link to overcome this resistance. So I teach techniques and methods for influencing the subconscious in a way that does not create argument. I call this friendly persuasion. We gently shift the consciousness to create a new dominant thought in the mind. And that's the key. That's the key to these students getting the results. It's the key to making the shift, the new dominant thought. The dominant thought in your subconscious is what determines your circumstances. So we shift our consciousness to a new dominant thought, and when we do so, we open ourselves to the influence of the creative power of the universe. I call this our invisible means of support. I often say the trouble with most people is that they have no invisible means of support.
Wow. Now, I know we're going to discuss a couple of techniques with our listeners today that will help them get started in using a prosperity mindset, but I also want to mention that you do have a new class. These are classes that you do, and you do have a new class starting in September, and you've actually agreed, because of this interview, you've agreed to offer a tremendous discount and guarantee for our listeners. Where would they get more info? Can you tell us a little bit about that and how they could get more info about it?
About the teleclass specifically?
Yes, about the teleclass. I know we're going to talk about some principles here on the call, but I really wanted to mention the
teleclass specifically, too. All right. My traditional telephone group mentoring program has been a one-month program for the past year. The process is step-by-step, and it takes a certain amount of time for the subconscious to absorb the new ideas. This upcoming two-part teleclass includes the same exact material and information that I presented in my one-month program. However, this condensed version is costing participants less than half of the normal price. The one-month program was $250 a person, but I am charging your listeners $97 for this teleclass. And the special price of $97 is available only through the link I'm about to give you, and it will apply only until August 24th. And after that, the price will increase. And the program includes two weekly 90-minute telephone mentoring sessions with me and the fellow students, along with the powerful written lessons. You will be emailed Lesson 1 as soon as you sign up so that you may apply it immediately, and students are usually manifesting results even before the first session. So should I give the link right now?
I think that'd be a good idea. Go ahead and give it now, and then we'll talk about some techniques, and we'll remind at the end. We'll say it again.
Okay. If the listeners will go to feelfreetoprosper.com/radio, they will only be paying the $97. The price on the website is higher, so make sure you add the slash radio. That's the Edie special page to get this price.
Okay, and we'll also post that on our website when we post the interview. But I have a question for you. One of the things I really like about your work, Marilyn, is that you combine the hands-on, because I've told you before when we've talked, I followed a lot of different well-known speakers when they've talked about this, and the part that I've had a tough time is really connecting the down-to-earth, connecting it to me, and I like the fact that your classes are so personal and that it is a give-and-take, it is a mentoring program. It's not just a lecture or a speech or here's what you should go and do, that you really interact with the people that are in your teleclasses. Now, for our listeners, what does it take to get started?
What does it take? You need to be ready for change. The student that resonates to me is someone who knows that she can be and do more, but she feels stuck and she doesn't know what to do. She's ready for her breakthrough. She just needs to be shown what to do. And I say she because I'm on a woman's radio show right now.
Right.
But if there are any men listening today, there is no gender preference in spirit. We are all made of the same mind stuff. And in fact, for you women who are married or who have a partner, it is tremendously beneficial to have the support of your partner. If you can apply these principles together, then you'll manifest that much sooner. Oh, by the way, no extra charge for spouses.
Okay. Now, what are some basic steps that will help those listening get started? What are some basic steps that they could take to start manifesting a prosperity consciousness?
I'm going to ask you a question, Edie, and
okay.
You may know the answer, but
I don't usually get the questions. I ask the questions.
What do you think is the single most immediate thing you can do to change your consciousness and to start attracting more income and business?
Well, you know, I think having been in sales for a large majority of my career and having owned my own businesses, you know, when I'm asked that, I think that I would say, you know, the same thing that I've heard over and over the years is, you know, make more calls, make more sales calls, talk to more people.
The single most immediate and important thing that you can do is to change your words. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person. Words that represent what you want in life. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want. So if you don't want it, don't say it. Your words have tremendous power. Believe this. Do not doubt this for a moment. By changing your words, you will be well on your way to changing undesirable thought patterns and changing your life and finances. And the repetition of positive words will eventually replace the negative patterns in your subconscious which block your success. You'll be creating that new dominant thought I just spoke about. Remember this, every word we speak, every thought we think, every emotion we feel is recorded in the subconscious. Subconscious does not think or reason. It takes this literally. Through repetition or with enough faith or emotional impact, the subconscious will accept these words as a command, and it will create, attract circumstances and conditions, and it will ensure the manifestation of your command. So even the words that you speak casually can bypass the conscious mind, and they drop right into the subconscious. The subconscious cannot take a joke. Seemingly harmless expressions will produce undesirable results. So I'm going to give you something to think about, and your listeners something to think about. How many times today have you said aloud or to yourself, even casually, "I can't afford"? You're thinking about that one, huh?
Well, I'm definitely thinking about it because it's certainly not something I would never say out loud, but I still think it might cross my mind internally.
Well, the words, if you change your words, your thoughts will start to change, and your subconscious will start becoming your helper. It will be getting a new dominant thought and will start reminding you when you're not in alignment with that new thought.
And this is really something that anybody at any level or any level of income or any level of prosperity, I mean, this is something that they could do right now that would change what they're manifesting in the future, correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not just for a certain level of people or people in a certain position. It could be somebody that's completely down and out, or it could be somebody that has achieved some success and just wants to go even further.
I have had people in every one of those categories. I have had very successful people. I had a private student who was the CEO of a corporation in Zurich. Why was he coming to me for prosperity training? Because he did not want to be the CEO of a company that his type of company. He wanted to be in his own business and spend more time with his family. He wanted freedom. I have people that you know had to pay their rent, people that needed new jobs. A lot of entrepreneurs that just are on their own now, they had the guts to go out on their own, and they want to learn to succeed. They need to understand the consciousness it takes to do it on your own. Yes, people from all walks of life. There is a metaphysical saying that the law is no respecter of persons. I mean, if any of us would go to a top building and step off, we'd all fall, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
Gravity is a law.
Right.
Laws work for everyone.
Oh, then this is the same type of principle. I mean, that makes it very clear.
And it works for everything. This may be about financial increase, and the lessons are focused on financial increase because that was the area that I overcame and which I felt I was equipped to really help others. But these laws affect every area of your life. I've had students who were working on the lessons which are focused on financial increase that have had spontaneous healings. I've had several spontaneous healings of physical conditions. It's amazing how all areas of your life are affected once you overcome that negative debris that you've gathered in the subconscious all your lifetime.
So when we say prosperity, it's not necessarily just financial prosperity. It's life prosperity overall.
It's everything. Yes, it affects every area area of your life, love, relationships, spirituality, creativity.
And I think that's what makes it so powerful, and that's one of the reasons why I mentioned that some of the results and that were posted by previous students. I mean, that's when it became so powerful to me that I realized that these weren't just comments like, oh, yeah, you motivated me, I felt great after I talked to you. They were real-life results, and that's what I really liked about it as well, what really attracted me to your program as well. And again, I'd really like to thank you for talking with us, Marilyn. Can you share the information about your upcoming class with our listeners that are interested in creating more prosperity in their lives? I know you mentioned it before, but can you share a little bit more about it and just the website again? And again, we'll post it on ours in case they don't get a chance to take it down, but I just want to make sure that they have an opportunity to go out to your website and see some of the results and get the information about the class.
Thank you, Edie. It's feelfreetoprosper.com/radio. And Feel Free to Prosper is spelled out, www.feelfreetoprosper.com/radio. And that is a web page, and the visitors will be able to roam the website and go over to the section called Students Say, and you'll see these testimonials, and they really are wonderful. That's why I always say it's not what I tell you. Go read and listen to what others say. That's what's important.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. That's when you start to see the impact. Because all of us listening, we may think, well, what could it do for me? But then when you really see what it's done for others, it starts to really hit home that this could make a difference. And again, in all areas, whether you're, you know, totally bottoming out and just want to pay the rent or just reached a level and you want to go further, we can all, you know, we always look to go further in our lives, I think. So I really, again, I want to thank you, Marilyn. This isn't the first time that I've heard you talk. I've heard you talk in other radio interviews, and I know that what you're saying works, and I know that what you're doing is powerful, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Edie, for having me.
And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to tune in to our other guests and topics and take advantage of the resources we have available for you on our website. I'm your host, Edie Galley, wishing you great success of your own design today and every day.